Today is August 6th, 2009. My name is John Erling. At the outset, if you'll state your name, your age, your date of birth, and where you were born.
Lee Allen Smith, born November the 13th, 29. I'm 79 years old, be 80 in November of this year.
Where are we recording this?
We're recording in the offices of Ackerman McQueen / Oklahoma Events, a subsidiary of Ackerman McQueen.
Where were you born?
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, St. Anthony's Hospital.
Your parents?
My mother was Florence, maiden name Phelps, P-H-E-L-P-S. She grew up in Shawnee. Her grandfather started the first newspaper in Shawnee, Seminole, Wewoka, Tecumseh, and Ada. My father was William Ernest Smith, and he originally was from Texas. My mother came from Kansas originally. They're both deceased, of course.
Your father was musical, wasn't he?
Well, he played in a band, yes, but he was a salesman, traveling salesman for that matter. It's where I got a lot of my experience in watching him as I went with him on trips in the summertime. They had four boys. I'm the youngest of four, and my other three brothers have since passed on, and I miss them dearly.
So you were born in 1929.
Yes.
Start of the Depression.
That's what they tell me. Yeah.
Do you know how your family had been affected during those Depression days?
Oh, I remember it being felt, but as far as the dust blowing in my yard, I don't remember that at all.
Your family, I think they attended church. There was a church background?
Yes. My father, as a child, was a Baptist. My mother was a very staunch First Presbyterian Church member, and that's where I went through my youth. We had a church on 9th and Robinson in Oklahoma City, and it later built a new one on 25th and Western. And it was built when I was in the Air Force at the time, but that's the church that we belonged to.
Where'd you go to elementary school?
I went to Wilson Grade School throughout, and then I went to Harding Junior High School, then proceeded to go to Klassen High School, which later became Northwest Klassen, but they do have a Klassen school now that is for the talented musical people. I graduated at Klassen in 1947. There was a fellow by the name of Ed Gaylord that went to Klassen, and there's another fellow by the name of G.T. Blankenship. He was a member of the Board of Regents for many years, two terms. And then I went to Norman, to OU, University of Oklahoma, graduated in business school. Then went to the Air Force following my graduation for a two-year stint. I started out in Vienna, Austria, and then went to Munich, Germany, and then went on to Tripoli, Libya, North Africa.
Back to the third grade. You recall starting a newspaper in the third grade?
Yeah. Yeah, several of us. One of my friends' father had a printing machine. We were talking about my grandfather's background in the newspaper, so we started a little newspaper. A little weekly that lasted for a year or so.
You still have any copies of that?
I have a copy someplace.
That's great. Where. Your neighborhood, you had wonderful memories growing up, filled with friends?
Oh, yeah. We call it the 20th Street Gang. I'd moved two or three times on 20th Street, starting at the 400 block and moving to the 700 and 900 block. When my mother passed away, we were at 924 Northwest 20th, but my early life was on the 400 block and 20th, which is Heritage Hills. Where I am is Pearl Mesta area, they call it. The house is still there. They remodeled it several times and drive by it. It's always fun to go by and see and kind of relive some of those memories with so many people along that street. Hate to start mentioning names because you'll run out and forget somebody, but there was a lot of fine people that became great businessmen and great entertainers and great sports people.
Just some of the names you might mention.
Well, one of them is Paul Hansen. He coached at many places, but he's better known at OCU first with Abe Lemons. And then he went on to OSU, Oklahoma State, and coached there.
And he was a playmate in that neighborhood?
His playmate. There was a guy by the name of Bill Hara, who had a basketball net in the backyard. We were over there playing horse all summer long and mostly after school. But Paul Hansen was the star player for our team or who we wanted to be with.
Bill Hara, what did he go on?
He went on to OU, and he played baseball on the national championship team under Coach Jack Bear. He was a second baseman. John Shaver went on to be a great electrical-type engineer. They're just a great group of people and had great fun and played basketball, softball, baseball, because we're right near Wilson's grade school.
Did you play sports other than you played sandlot?
I thought I did. I wasn't as good as some of the coaches thought. Yes, I played baseball. I played baseball at Klassen and was lettered at OU, although it was short-lived. I went on to become the manager in the last year. Traveled, and that was fun with all those guys that were on the team.